Okay. Here I could publicly thank Chaim Shalom for filling in for me while I was in yeshiva, as I mentioned yesterday. And apropos, it's really Purim time, you know. Father's in yeshiva and the son's giving the shir and the father's shul. That's the way it should be. Anyway, we'd like to thank you very much. Okay. So we got a couple of Mishnah Berurahs to finish off for today. Well, let's just do Chav Zayin very quickly. That's what we finished yesterday. All the way at the end of Siman Sadi, page 247. Siman Sadi, Se'if Chav Zayin. Haya Omeh B'tfilah, someone who is in the middle of davening. V'hishtin Tinoch Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, maybe we don't relate to this too much, but there was a child without a diaper on, and the child urinated in the shul. Now, again, bear in mind that they didn't have fancy floors like they didn't have, like we have, Mr. Eskowitz, carpeting here. Got a little plug in there. There were dirt floors in those days. So almost everywhere, except for the really fancy people's houses. So yishtok ad she'aviyu mayim lahato al meiroglam. So you have a few choices. Either you could wait, option number one, wait until someone brings water to pour on it. No, okay, we're assuming it's not Shabbos. Oh, Yelach l'fanav adal lamas, or you move away. Again, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So here we're talking about you're moving, you're breaking your attention stance. You're moving away for amos, away from where the spot is. Or option number three, oh yetzim beis haknis, mi beis hakneses v'yigmor tefilaso, or go out of the shul. Go out of the shul and finish your davening. The Rama says we also talk leilach l'makom acher. The Rama says the best of those options is to go away, move away, don't wait. Because maybe if you wait, by the time you wait, you could have hypothetically, in the time that you waited, you could have finished the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, be it star clocks or the rush. And then, again, there are opinions that say that you'd have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. In other words, the concept is that in Shemoneh Esrei, if you waited, now this is important for us to have in mind. I don't know if for whatever reason, you stopped in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, cold, and you just decide, I don't know, for example, another halach would be, let's say you're thinking about the Dodgers, and you shouldn't be thinking about the Dodgers during the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So you want to get that concept out of your mind, so you wait until it goes away. So it's an extra inning game, so you're not thinking a little while. So hypothetically, if you could have finished Shemoneh Esrei in that time, so then many opinions say you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, because you could have finished it. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out that we learned before that by Shema, if the same thing happened by Shema and you stopped, so you do not have to go back to, according to the Rama, you don't have to go back to the beginning of Shema. You don't have to do that. It's here specifically, and other brachas too, that you have to go back to the beginning. Now, that's what we got up to yesterday. So, the Mishnah Berurah also says that according to many opinions, like the Rashba, even in Shemoneh Esrei, even if you waited enough time that you could have finished, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. So again, what the Mishnah Berurah says is that you can rely upon the Rashba if it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. And this is what we discussed yesterday. By urine, that would be an Issur D'Rabbanan. To daven or say Shema, by there's something like that around, so we learned about this before in previous Simanim, so you're not allowed to, but that would be an Issur D'Rabbanan. If, however, there was excrement, that would be an Issur D'Raisa. If you daven or said Shema, and there was such matter around, so that would be an Issur D'Raisa, that would be an Issur from the Torah. Now that's important, because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that what happens, as I mentioned yesterday, let's say you're not the one davening. Some other people davening, you're in the shul, and you see this incident happens, and there's other people davening. You daven at the 5:45 minyan, this is the second minyan, or the third minyan, K'nayin. So then, what do you do? Should you tell them or not? So that's what we got up to yesterday. So, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you are davening, So you've stopped davening, let's say. Let's say you are in the, amongst the minyan. But the question is, should you scream out, or even not scream out, inform everybody, hey guys, stop. So now you're not stopping as far as pausing is concerned. You're going to actually speak. So the Mishnah Berurah says that as far as speech is concerned, you shouldn't speak. You shouldn't interrupt with speech in the middle of your Shmoneh Esrei. But if the child, it was not urine, but rather it was soa, it was excrement, in the middle of davening, and other people are standing in davening, and they don't realize what's going on, right? They're engrossed in their davening. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's no other way, so then even if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, you could inform them verbally. You could, again, if you don't have to do this, it's better not to. But again, let's work with the concept. The concept is since you and they will be doing an Issur D'oraisa, they'll be doing a prohibition from the Torah. So you, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mutzah lahafsik b'dibur lahatzilan mi'issur d'oraisa. So you would, it's okay, again, if you could gesticulate or something like that, right? Right? But if you can't, right, everybody's so much into davening, don't even recognize that. So then you could tell them, guys, stop. And because, again, they'd be doing an Issur D'oraisa, the mutav shiyat, beautiful Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says, the mutav shiyat, the Chofetz Chaim says, shemutav shiyasa hu isur kal, it's better that you should do a quote-unquote small isur, dahainu isur d'rabbana lahasek b'tfilaso, it's better for you to do a small isur that you're interrupting your Shmoneh Esrei with speech, mishiyasu acherim isur d'oraisa lispalo b'mokam mitunah. As opposed to, it's better than everyone else, all these people, doing a Torah prohibition by davening in a place that's inappropriate. And again, it's inappropriate from a D'oraisa level. Okay? Good. Let's go on to Tzayal very quickly. I don't have that much time. Very famous halacha. You probably have aware of this halacha. Tzayal. Haisa talis chagura al masnav lechasoso mi masnav ulmatam. Let's say you were wearing something and you had a garment on that covered you from the waist down. I don't know, we'll relate to this here in California, very cash here. So not to say they should appear that way in shul, but that's going to be part of the issue here. So in other words, you're partially clothed. In other words, the bottom part of your body is covered. So Mechaber says, "Also lispalo." You're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to daven. Now, if you're uncovered on the bottom, obviously you can't daven. Here we're saying, let's say you're wearing swimming trunks, or you're wearing pants, right? You're wearing pants, but you don't have anything on the top. Where are your tzitzis? I don't know. We'll leave that aside. But you're not allowed to daven. Achi achaselivo, turn the page. You're not allowed to daven until you cover your heart. So you cover the top part of your body. Next page, 248. The imlo kisa es libo. Let's say you didn't. Oh, shenanas. Or, you know, something happened. I don't know. You weren't covered on top. The ein lo b'mashi es chasa, right? You don't have anything to cover you on the top. But the bottom, again, the bottom, you're clothed. Ho el b'kisar vaso, since you covered your bottom, the spalel, the bottom part of your body, the spalel yoso. So even though, so since you covered the bottom part of your body, you're yotzer. You're yotzer. Now in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says that, let's say the other way around. Let's say you were wearing like what we call a nightshirt. In other words, you weren't wearing pants, you were wearing like a long nightshirt, right, as they used to wear. So now we have a problem. We've talked about this before. There's a Halacha about libo roes ha'erva. In other words, that your heart sees the bottom part of your body, the private part of your body, sees figuratively, right? In other words, then they're not separated, the top part of your body from the bottom part of your body. So we learned this before. This is an Issur D'Rabbanan. You're not allowed to daven that way. You're not allowed to daven. Don't say, I don't know. Let's say you're old-fashioned, you're wearing a nightshirt, but you're not wearing pajamas, so you have a separation between the top and the bottom. So you're wearing a nightshirt, long t-shirt, whatever it is. And you know the way it is sometimes, you know, you go to sleep at night, and then you wake up and you say, "Ay, Gaval, I didn't daven Maariv." So you bolt out of bed, hopefully, and you wash Negel Vasser, let's say if you slept, and you have, and start davening. So you're not allowed to do that, right? Because you don't have a separation between the top and the bottom part of your body.
Is that for women too?
Yes, for women too. So that would be an issur derabbana. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, what would happen if a person davened that way? Shunta, but let's say they did daven that way. So so the Bir Halacha brings down that you should go back and daven. You should go back and daven. And he says the same thing with Kriyashma. You should also be careful in it. But then he ends up with Tzorach Iyun L'maisa. Right, it's questionable halacha. It seems to come out that you should do that. Okay, you should repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Let's just do base very quickly, even though we won't get to the Mishnah Berurah on this. Mishnah Berurah, okay. Oh yeah, most important Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry, I forgot this idea that you should be have something covering your top also, not just wearing pants, but there's a beautiful again, as there is very often. Beautiful Mishnah Berurah as to why. Why is it that if your top's uncovered, you have pants on? You know, why can't you daven? So you probably figured this, but Mishnah Berurah says it very beautiful. The Chofetz Chaim says, the tzarchu liros asasmo, I'm sure you've heard this many times, because you have to picture yourself, omed lifnei hamelech umedaber be'ema, that you're standing in front of the king, because you are, this is the way the Mesillas Yesharim says it, you're literally standing in front of the king, and therefore you should speak with trepidation, right? So I tell people, you know, like, would you go to an important meeting like this? Forget about a king. We don't have kings. But you're making, who cares about kings? Who cares about presidents? But if you had an important business meeting, that you would dress up for, right? So how would you dress up for that? So again, you know, obviously we're human beings, so, you know, we're not going to wear a Shabbos suit every day for chakras or whatever, you know, again, it's nice. But one advantage of being a rabbi. But again, we have to be careful how we dress when we daven. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that so you have to have your top covered, not just the wearing pants. And the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu adin kol gufo. And when you daven, you're supposed to be clothed. I mean, it seems kind of logical, right? But not only the halacha, but the concept is obviously important to be aware of, to realize the power of our tefillos, therefore we should dress appropriately. Okay?